This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Another Starbucks in Denver voted to unionize today. This is the seventh Starbucks store to make a move toward organizing and collective bargaining in Colorado. Workers say they're fighting for better pay and more hours. Six new service dogs raised by the Canine Partners of the Rockies graduated this weekend, which means soon they'll start their full-time jobs after 2 years of intense training. CPR's Paula Shalsada reports.
The dogs have been raised since puppyhood to fulfill different service jobs like mobility support or autism support. Amy Grossinger, a school psychologist in Denver, owns Willow, a black lab who has been training to serve students with emotional and behavioral disabilities.
Oftentimes, like, I will go into classrooms to just teach general education students, and she'll go in and kind of seek out the students who are having a tough day, and she'll find them and sit right next to them.
Grossinger says schools should devote resources towards service dogs, which she believes can help with the mental health crisis affecting students and young people. I'm Paolo Shalsta, CPR News.
About half of all the water used in Colorado's cities goes to lawns. Now, the state will pay homeowners to dig up their non-native grass lawns under a new bill signed by Governor Jared Polis. The measure creates a statewide turf replacement program, which will pay property owners to replace their lawns with more water-efficient plants. The bill also funds existing lawn replacement programs already in place around Colorado. Thank you for joining us. It's 4:06. You're listening to CPR News.